WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week we covered the volume coverage pattern, so now let's look into one of the two main modes of the WSR-88D radar, clear air mode. Clear air mode is used when there is no rain within range of the radar. In this mode, the radar is in its most sensitive operational state. This mode uses the slowest antenna rotation rate, which permits the radar to sample a given volume of the atmosphere for a longer period of time. This means that the radar listens more, working hard to hear really small returns. This increased sampling increases the radar's sensitivity and its ability to detect small objects in the atmosphere than in precipitation mode. A typical radar image in clear air mode will not reveal much. Generally, the only returned energy to the radar will be very close to the radar's location, often mistaken as ground clutter. A lot of what is seen in clear air mode is airborne dust, bugs, and particulate matter. However, snow does not reflect energy sent from the radar very well, so clear air mode can be used for improving the detection of light snow. This mode is also helpful in detecting discontinuities in the air mass, such as a frontal boundary, and in monitoring the onset of precipitation. There are two clear air mode VCPs, 31 and 32. Both VCPs complete a volume scan using five elevation angles in 10 minutes. For both VCPs, the radar makes two 360-degree scans of the atmosphere at both a half-degree and one-and-a-half-degree elevation angles. During the first scan at each elevation, the radar is in surveillance mode and is looking for objects. During the second sweep at each of the lowest elevation angles, the radar is determining the velocity of the targets. In the remaining three elevation angles, the radar conducts both surveillance and velocity operations in the same sweep. The difference between VCP 31 and 32 is defined by the pulse mode. VCP 31 uses a long pulse mode, meaning the time the radar is transmitting each pulse is 4.7 times 10 to the minus 6 seconds. This is repeated 314 times a second. The pulse repetition frequency is at its lowest. Therefore, the wavelength is much longer in this mode, increasing the radar's sensitivity. But this comes at a cost, which is a decrease in the range of the velocity radar can determine. VCP 32 has a higher PRF, that is, more pulses per second, so it is not quite as sensitive as VCP 31, but it can detect a wider range of the wind's velocity. Most NWS Doppler radars will be in VCP 32 during the clear air mode operation. Next week, we move on to a look at precipitation mode. The email address for your weather questions is question@weatherbrains.com.